jumping boat will.
Okay. What about if it's fastened on both ends?
Stall hawsers, huh?
Yeah, or a board. You might, maybe between two stumps of a tree. Might stick a board and then you jump up and down in the center. You call that a jumping board?
Jumping board, eh?
Yeah, same thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if it's a kind where it's maybe fastened in the center, it goes around like that?
What you call that now? Quilling boat or something? Merry-go-round or something?
Merry-go-round? Okay. Then usually out on a farm they have a kind of thing that to carry a heavy load. It's got two handles and it's got a little wheel in front. Pick it up and you push it along.
Wheelboard, got to be. We call it a wheelboard. Maybe another name is a wheelboard. What we call it.
Okay. The kind of thing you use for sharpening a knife.
File.
Okay.
Wet rocks.
Wet rock. Okay. What about if it were a great big one that goes around like that?
That's a wet rock.
Okay. The kind of thing you drive.
Drive?
Yeah, if you get in it to go into town, you drive your
car, truck.
Okay. If something's squeaking in your car, to lubricate it, you have to do what?
Grease it.
Okay. And so if somebody did that yesterday, you'd say his car was squeaking, so he...
He greased it yesterday.
Okay. And if it got all over his hands, then you'd say his hands were all...
Greased.
Okay. Let me see. And if you have maybe a door hinge, though, that's squeaking, what would you say you ought to do to it?
I wouldn't exactly say you had to grease it. You had to put some oil somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe put some oil on it. So you'd say yesterday he...
He greased it.
Okay. And then the stuff they used to burn in lamps, what would you call that?
Kerosene.
Okay. The kind of, on a small lake around here, the kind of boat you'd go fishing in is a what?
Well, I haven't been in a boat since I was about, I guess about 7 or 8 years old. We had an old paddling boat then, you know, we had to dip water out of there. We'd be swimming and go up the stream and that dip about 4 or 5 of these dipping water and about 2 or 3 of these paddling.
Uh-huh.
Well, I say a paddling boat.
Okay.
A motorboat or something like that.
Okay. You ever call that anything else? You ever call that like a bateau?
That's most of what we had, right? A bateau or something, yeah.
What's a bateau to you? When you talk about a bateau, what do you mean?
Well, a bateau is what you paddle with or a paddle. Right?
Okay.
A motorboat is running by a motor.
Well, now does a bateau have a front like this, or is the front more flat like that?
A bateau is a front with a keen point on it.
Like with a keen point,
yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now if let's say a child just learning to dress himself,
mm-hmm.
and you might say the mother brings in the clothes and says, "Here, what? What would you say? Here."
Here's your clothes.
Okay, and let me see. If somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you'd say, no, it...
It wasn't.
Okay. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, maybe a certain color, a certain kind of material, when she went into town, she'd take a little square of cloth, and she'd use that as a...
Color pattern.
Okay.